You're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We interview the very best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and even entrepreneurial worlds. And with their help, we give you some of the best advice on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review. On today's episode, episode number 237, entitled, How to Have a Successful Dating and Social Life in this 21st Century Social Media Age, I chat with Joe Ducard. Joe Ducard is a men's dating and life coach and YouTuber, and in today's episode, Joe comes back on the show to talk about how to not only survive today's dating world, where we're constantly bombarded by exorbitant amounts of stimuli and where almost everyone is relying on Tinder and other dating apps to get dates, but how to actually thrive and create an epic dating life that no one else has. He shares the keys to connecting with women, standing out from the crowd, approaching naturally, and creating an attractive life that others want to be a part of. If you're wondering how to boost your social acuity, attract women in person, and actually get a ton of real high-quality dates, check this episode out now. You are going to love it. If you haven't checked out our YouTube channel yet, there's two reasons why. A, you're probably living under a rock and you haven't listened to any other Elite Man podcasts in the past. Or B, you're completely insane and you've just ignored all the messages that I've told you to check them out in the past. Either way, make sure you check it out right now. This is your last chance if you have not checked it out yet. And if it's been a while since you've checked some of our videos out, make sure you go back on and check them out today. I'm telling you, you are going to love some of our new videos. Go to elitemanmagazine.com/YouTube. And check them out today. Make sure you like some of the videos if you like them, comment on some of the videos to leave your feedback, and subscribe to our channel if you have not subscribed yet. And also, if you want to be super helpful and go one step further as an elite man, share some of our videos on your social media with some of your friends. I really do appreciate it personally, and I know my team does as well. We're trying to grow this as much as possible, so spreading that message with some of your friends who can benefit from watching these videos is one of the best things you can do for them and also for us. Again, go to elitemanmagazine.com/YouTube and check our channel out. You are going to love it. If you want to get more content, more information, and extra bonuses I don't post anywhere else, make sure you follow me on Instagram right now. It's at Justin Stenstrom. That's JustinStenstrom. I'm posting pretty much every day throughout the week, most days out of the week for sure, but almost every day. And it's all kinds of information regarding health, wealth, business, life, dating, relationships, confidence, and so much more. I'm telling you, you're going to love seeing some of the stories I post about and the feed posts I post all the time. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty fun. I'm loving Instagram right now, so make sure you follow me, Instagram.com/JustinStenstrom, or just jump on your phone right now, pull up the Instagram app, and it's at Justin Stenstrom. All right, guys, we're live. It's Justin Stenstrom from Elite Man Magazine, and my guest today is my good friend Joe Ducard from JoeDucard.com. Joe, thanks so much for coming back on the show, man.
Justin, my pleasure to be here. Always a pleasure to chat with you, and looking forward to dropping some knowledge bombs on the guys here.
100%, man. Yeah, dude, you're one of my favorite people to talk to when it comes to this online space, and you have become actually a really good friend over the last probably 6 months to a year. So yeah, I'm excited to bring you back on, man. And besides the just personal connection I have to you, you also deliver incredible fucking content. And this is the second time, as I mentioned, you're coming back on the show. The first episode was really popular, probably one of our most popular episodes in the last year or so. And yeah, I'm really excited to bring you back on, pick your brain again, and talk mostly about dating in 2019 and 2020 going forward, because things have changed dramatically over the past few years, man.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. Yeah, thanks again for having me, dude. Yeah, the last episode was awesome, and you know, I had a lot of guys reach out to me after that, so I want to give you guys some more good stuff and get you in the right direction, man. I know we both live to serve, and I love you and your content as well too, so I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, you had me on your YouTube channel too, I think like a month or so ago, and hopefully we can do some more YouTube collabs, because that is fun, man. I mention this too pretty much every show now because I'm pumping the YouTube channel, but I have so much fun making those videos, and your content on there is incredible too. I know you have a ton of fun just watching you and, you know, doing those videos yourself. I can tell you're enjoying it, but yeah, there's something about it, man, that's really cool. And the YouTube side of things, but also the podcasting side of things, we're just trying to deliver as much value and help as many guys as possible. people. And I think you're one of the few guys I actually, like I mentioned before the call, you're one of the few guys I'll actually personally listen to myself just to pick up on some stuff or try to hear a new perspective on something that I don't really know. And when it comes to dating and socializing and communicating, you're probably one of the best guys I know in that area.
Oh, thanks so much, dude. And I, you know, I feel the same about you, dude. I've been watching all your videos. And like I said, when one point comes up, I'm like, yes. The next point comes up, I'm like, yes. The third point, I'm like, yes, dude. Like, that's exactly what these guys need to hear, man. So you're doing the Lord's work, man. It's great work helping guys out because there's so much negativity and stuff out there nowadays. And it's good to put out a positive message so we can all live our best lives, man, and become the best men that we can. That's what it's all about.
So when it comes to dating, the I mentioned the landscape has changed dramatically the last couple of years. The digital age we're upon right now has radically just changed everything, and people are more, and you mentioned this too in one of your videos as well, like the thirst that guys have and the thirst that they're giving off to women. Yeah, the virtual thirst is what you called it. That is like destroying the chances for so many men, not just the guy in particular who's doing that shit, but also ruining it for so many other guys out there as well. What's the deal with virtual thirst and giving girls likes and fucking heart and everything they put out and just being obsessed, especially with Instagram, with social media and that type of thing? What is going on with that, man? And how is it affecting the chances that so many guys have of actually hooking up with a high quality woman?
You know, I think the reason why I started is guys are always looking for a hack to meet women. And not only that, guys are always looking for something that is the path of least resistance, right? The easiest to do. I mean, how easy is it to download a dating app and start swiping and throw a few pictures up? And how easy is it to scroll through Instagram and say, oh, this girl's cute, let me send her a message, right? But what's happening is, you know, look, I'll be honest, there was a time when the messages first started coming out, when Instagram was newer, you could message girls on Instagram and get some pretty good responses. There's no doubt about that. And also, too, the same was when the dating apps first came around, you know, around 2014 or something. I mean, it's already been five years ago now. We're like, yeah, you could line up dates and everything pretty easy. But the thing is, so many guys have flocked to these mediums and are now giving girls so much attention that the ship has sailed. That hack and that opportunity is so far behind us. It's like, you know, trying to make a blockbuster video nowadays or something. It's just not going to happen. But guys don't get it because they're still trying to do it. And then now they're liking the pictures more. They're commenting more. They're sending more messages. They're replying to the girl's stories. And at the end of the day, this girl's inbox is filled with so many guys messaging her, so many guys replying to her story, that she's getting so much false abundance. And I call this false abundance because these are just messages, right? You know, and even when you meet a girl nowadays in person, sometimes, you know, they'll be more distracted by their phones, right? They're pulling out their phones and going on it, and they're just like, well, I'm getting all this validation and stuff offline. But what it's doing online, I'm getting this validation online. What it's doing is it's causing them to connect less in person. All of us. I mean, this is a disease that's plaguing everybody. If you don't believe me, go and spend some time around teenagers and see how much they're using their phone and their Snapchats and all this other stuff. I mean, they're just so glued to that thing where we're losing that interpersonal connection. And I believe that guys, you know, most guys that I work with, I don't usually get guys who are male models, okay, that are naturally good with women, okay? I get most guys that, you know, are average looking, that are working and improving themselves. I'm certainly no male model, and I was never a male model. I was very fat and everything before I got into this. And because of that, I had to put in a lot of effort and work on myself and meet women in a different way. I was never the guy who could just crush it on these dating apps or had this look that girls are just going to flock to and other things like that. So, you know, it's not the best way going forward to meet women. You know, you can either be that guy who's replying to the stories in her message request box, or, you know, you could craft things so that you're the guy and set up opportunities for yourself where you're the guy in person and seeing if you get along or not. I was just talking to a guy earlier today about this. You could swipe around thousands of times. You can get 100 matches. Say this is a month. You swipe 1,000 times in a month, thousands of times, get 100 matches, send 100 messages, half write back, half drop off, half go on the date with you. I mean, you're down to like five or less dates from a whole month of work. And then you go on the date and only half the girls or less you even get along with, right? Yeah. So you can go out in one night, you know, or even, you know, approach women during the day for an hour or two and you could meet 10, 20 women, maybe 30 women even, and you'll find five or more girls that you get along with an hour or two's worth of work, right? So what I'm seeing now is that women are actually getting sick of all these guys hitting them up so much online, liking their pictures and all this, where they're not taking it seriously. That's the thing. Why aren't they responding to messages and why aren't they giving you the attention online anymore? It's because so many people are doing it, they become numb to it. And it's so easy to just dismiss a message online or a like of a picture or whatever. I mean, I've seen girls without that many followers that are now getting hundreds of likes on their pictures and all this other stuff. Like, you're getting so lost in the sauce. And it's hard to stand out as a little notification on her phone versus your whole presence and everything that you can bring that you've been working on as a man and bringing that in person. So me personally, I uninstalled my Instagram off my phone this year. I deleted all my dating apps. And I said, look, I'm going to focus on, I also cut out porn and all that other stuff too, which has been awesome. And I said, I'm going to focus myself personally, which I've always done, but really harness back in on it this year, of just going out and approaching women in person. And man, I've been having fantastic results, and I've had my friends do it, I've had my students do it, and it's working really well for guys. And it's just so much more time efficient, man, than trying to be on those things that get her attention, because it's just hard to get attention online now. It's just so much clutter out there nowadays.
Yeah, it's pretty much the opposite too of what you would think. You would think, you know, sitting at home for a couple hours, you can swipe, you can check out a bunch of girls online, and you know, 10-100 times even the amount of girls online than you would probably meet in person. But like you said, all those things are dropping off because they're not actual, there's no sauce to it. There's no substance to it. They're just, they're getting bombarded by guys all day long and getting likes and hearts and comments and all kinds of shit from so many different guys. When they see yours, you're just another guy lost in the shuffle, as opposed to if you actually meet somebody in person, if you meet a woman in person, you guys have a good conversation, you hit it off, you're actually standing out. Like, you're probably the most important or most highest guy she's going to be attracted to that she's come across in the last month. Because like you said too, so many people aren't doing this stuff anymore. So when you can do it and you can actually be pretty good at it, you're going to be, you know, far and above better than everybody else.
I agree, man. It's really your best shot. Like if I go out at night and I approach a woman and I start chatting with her, you know, I'm that guy who's right there in her face, seeing if we get along or not. Right. I don't like to look at rejection as rejection. I look at it as we get along or we don't. I mean, it's just a compatibility issue. Right. Just like you guys don't like every girl that you talk to. Right. You don't love every girl's personality and values and chemistry and all that stuff. Women don't like every guy that they talk to. Right. So you're not going to get every girl you talk to. But it's a screening process. Approaching is a screening process. You approach a woman, have a conversation, see if there's a connection or there's chemistry. If there is, you proceed forward. If not, you can talk to somebody else. But that takes away all the swiping and all that other stuff. Now, if you're there in person and you're talking to her, you are right there present versus, you know, imagine in her purse or in her pocket, all the way in her phone and all the way deep in the message request folder in Instagram, trying to get her attention, right? Who would you rather be? Would you rather be the guy shaking her hand in person, or would you rather be the guy in the message request folder? And here's the thing, this, what I'm advocating for you guys to do and what I'm coaching and I'm telling you guys to do, it's not that hard and it's not impossible. Like, you can literally, I mean, we're filming, you know, we're recording this, say it's a Thursday, like, I could go out tonight and there will be single women out. You know, I can go on meetup.com and find a meetup and there will be single women out. If you live in a city, you could walk around. There will be women everywhere. Like, you having that skill to just approach and talk to women and put yourself out there in person, that is the hack nowadays. That is what you have to do. And it's always worked. And that's why I originally got into it. And not only the plethora of other benefits, including lowering your social anxiety, increasing your confidence, you know, getting thick skin, and also getting your, you know, your ego. It's good for your ego. And I tell guys, I'm like, look, I don't have a big ego because I go out and I get rejected too. And I realize I'm not the most special person in the world either. And, you know, like with what you do, Justin, you know, you watch your YouTube videos and you're giving guys great, awesome, rock solid advice on how to be awesome, incredible men, you know, how to be in better shape, how to be smarter, how to improve your social skills, you know, just how to be an awesome, confident, pretty much alpha male, you know, in today's society. And you can't display that with five pictures and a swipe. You can't display that with on dating apps, but you certainly can display that and the things you've been working on. You get more of a chance to do it when you're in person versus, you know, her just in a split second swiping right or left. And it, look, if you have amazing pictures and you have incredible looks and you live in the right city, you could line up some dates with the apps. There's no doubt. And what I advise guys is like, hey, look, try them out, right? Put your best pictures on there, try them out. But a lot of guys who are listening to this probably, and if you're here already and we're talking about this, you've probably already tried these things out. And if you're not getting the results you want, then it becomes a point where it's time to try something different. So you got to up the action, but also in a way that is going to pay off for you more. Another thing, when I talk to guys, is they're like, hey, look, I'm professional. I work 9 to 5. I don't have that much time to go out and meet women. So I'm like, look, can you sacrifice 2 or 3 hours a week on the weekends, right? And most guys can do something like that. So, and versus messaging a girl all day. And what about all the other things too? Like me and my buddy were talking about he called it the stones in the shoe. You ever have a little pebble that gets stuck in your shoe and you're walking and you just can't, you're like, man, I got this damn
fucking horrible
stone in my shoe. Get this fucking thing out of here. I can't concentrate, right? And what happens is when you're messaging these girls online and wondering if they wrote you back, you have all these little stones in your shoes all day long. It ruins your focus at work. It ruins your focus at gym, in the gym. And like, you know, you wind up like thinking about these girls and trying to chase them and trying to lock them down for dates, where if you go out in person, you can see, do we get along? Yes or no, pretty quick. So now the only girls that you're messaging, it may be a little bit less, but the girls that you're messaging, you're actually into, they're responding to you, and things are going a lot smoother now versus you trying to chase and get the attention of all these girls. And I mean, I know guys who use online dating a bunch. It's a full-time job, man. They're messaging these girls all day long and doing all this stuff. I tell guys, look, do your heavy lifting in person. If I have a really good interaction in person and get a number, the text is literally like, hey, let's get together in 2 days. Like the text messaging doesn't need to be rocket science. So now I could see her in person, follow up on a date, and I don't need to worry about sending all these messages, being caught on my phone, and taking all the distraction and focus away from the other things that I'm trying to accomplish in my life.
It's such a time suck, and I found myself too falling for this a few times over the past, like, say, 6 months or so. It's like, you know, you're messaging a ton of girls online, and it's like fucking all day long you want to check because they're trying to – it's the same thing with texting too. Like, you get a text, and you're texting a girl, a couple of girls. You're checking your phone all the time, and it's fucking up your focus and what you're trying to put your attention on to get stuff done throughout the day, because you're constantly like, oh, did they text me? You know, checking it, turning it on, shutting it off. It's really – it's a time suck and a productivity killer for sure. And, you know, like you said too, the times of going on, even on Facebook, you didn't mention Facebook, but I remember back in the day, man, like probably even like 10 years ago when like Facebook was still coming out. Back in those days, Facebook was such a great tool for picking up girls and talking to girls online. And
actually, it was a hack for a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, big time, dude. I went on my messages probably like a few months ago, 3-4 months ago, just to kind of, I don't know what the hell I was doing, to be honest, just to go through them and have a laugh or something. I forget exactly what the motive was, but I ended up going through some of my old messages, dude, and I had some incredible success. Like, some of them were really stupid, the messages I had, but other ones were just, like, incredibly fucking awesome, and I was, like, laughing at the cleverness of what I used in those past, you know, days to get on dates and, you know, hook up with some girls. But at the same time, it's like, man, this would never work today because it, like you said, it had its window of opportunity. It probably lasted a year or two, and then it disappeared. If you try to hit somebody up on Facebook now, you're going to look like a creep. Instagram is probably even worse now, and then Snapchat is, you know, basically the same. Like, that stuff doesn't really work anymore. What does work is actually making a connection in person, meeting people in person, and then you can, at that point, follow up with, say, Instagram or something, or Snapchat. Like, Snapchat's good for following up with girls on, but if you're using it to, like, try to meet new girls, it's just very, very difficult for that to play out well.
And everybody, like I said, everybody's trying to do it now. And like, they're just late to the game. Like, in the last year, I can't tell you. And I have a big following on Instagram, on my personal Instagram. And, you know, the girls, even that I was talking to previously, don't even message me back like they used to. I'm just like, man, what the heck happened to what the heck happened to this thing? And you know, every guy is trying to do this stuff, and they don't take it seriously anymore. And you know what? Here's the thing. Look, I like to give you guys tangible stuff. I don't want to just give you get angry or give you a rant here. I want to give you some tangible stuff. So what I challenge you guys to do, and this is what I did this year. I'll tell you how it went for me. Try to stay off Instagram for – I did a 30-day challenge. If you want to do 2 weeks, you can do 2 weeks. But I'd say 30 days is probably the best slice of it. Stay off of it for 30 days. You know, you can even do this with your dating apps and say, look, I'm just going to approach women and go out a little bit more and try to meet women that way and see how you feel. You know what I found was the 30 days actually turned into 3 months for me off of Instagram. And then I hadn't posted in a while. And I recently went back on because I had a cool trip I did. I wanted to post the pictures, which I think that's a healthy use of something like an Instagram. You can go on and post your travels and stuff so you have memories for yourself as well. It's like a little business card. But I'll tell you what, man. I went back on. I posted twice in the matter of 7 days, and I felt like icky. Like, I don't know what the word is. I just felt like off. It felt weird. And like people are – like now I actually did message a few girls that I was chatting with. Some of them didn't even write back. And like now I'm seeing girls watching my stories that like – had not responded to me, but they're like liking my pictures. And I'm like, why are you liking my pictures if you didn't respond to me? And then I'm like checking my phone every 2 seconds and like seeing who liked my stuff. And I was just getting so out of what I need to do. And from my other stuff, I was like, man, this feels terrible. So I just re-uninstalled it off my phone again. And I'm like, man, I just need to stop. Like, you have to see if this is serving you or not. And sometimes the only way to see if it's helping you or not is to get rid of it for a bit and see which is best for you, right? And from my experiment, it was clear as day. I actually felt more anxiety from checking the app. You know, I felt less anxiety. I felt more peace. I felt more calm. And I felt more present and more motivated to do things with people in real life. You know, they said years ago that, like, the thing with social media, the issue is we think we're staying in touch with people and we think we're being social, but we're actually not. And we wind up becoming more lonely, you know, depressed, social anxiety, all that stuff, because we're not actually connecting with people in person. And it's really kind of getting in the way of that. So, you know, at the end of the day, we all want to be happy and we want to be more fulfilled. We want to have more success. We want to say we lived a good life and had more powerful connections. I asked a buddy of mine the other day, we were arguing over which men in our group were introverts or extroverts, right? And I was like, you know, like, I'm introverted at times, but I'm extroverted at times too. They're mental states. They're not really, they're not really classifications, right? And they're like, oh, I'm introverted. I said, well, let me ask all you guys this. Think of some of the happiest times in your life. You know, even picture one or two moments in your life that were the happiest times. Were you by yourself? And everybody got silent at the table. And then one of the introverted guys was like, that's a very good point. And I'm like, dude, at the end of your life, you're never going to say, I wish I spent more time on Instagram. I wish I swiped around on dating apps. I mean, the whole goal of it, right, is to get the girls in person. But you're spending so much time on these platforms for very little reward. The juice is not worth the squeeze. Versus, like I said, you can start approaching women and meeting women in person. It's pretty much starting from the first date. That's really what it is. You're starting right there and seeing if there's anything versus all the messaging and all the posting. I mean, I got guys who are stunting so hard on there, man. They're filming every little thing they do, everything they eat, every little trip they do, you know, their movie tickets and this and that. And look, I'm not putting anybody down, by the way. I did this for years. The reason I'm at the other side and trying to preach about this is because I made this mistake, trust me. But we're, you know, filming all these stories, posting all this stuff. I mean, everybody and your mom and your even my grandma, I mean, everybody's posting stories, dude. And it's like so hard to get your stuff seen. I used to post a story and get a few thousand people to look at it. I post a story the other day, I get like a couple hundred or something like that. I was like, man, what the heck happened with this stuff? Everybody's trying to do it. And it's just, it's not really leading to happiness. So that's why I've seen and I've experimented with myself and trying to advise you guys too, you know, take a little time off and see what makes you happier. And I really want you guys to have those great in-person experiences rather than get caught on that phone, man. It's just, it's so crazy, dude, how it's getting in the way nowadays.
Yeah, it's literally taking over fucking the way we live and experience reality here. And man, I do envy you in so many ways when it comes to this. And too, it was funny because you mentioned that, but I remember this like 3-4 months ago when you were on Instagram and all of a sudden you just disappeared, and you don't actually notice that until, you know, maybe a few weeks after, because, like, you know, there's so many people posting and regularly or whatever, and I'm like, dude, did something fucking happen to Joe?
We were chatting all the time. Yeah, yeah, dude. Memes and shit, and then I just kind of dropped off.
Yeah, and I was getting worried about you, man. At one point, I think I don't know if I messaged you or something, or maybe the Facebook group that we're in, where we might have chatted in there, and I was like, all right, he's okay. But yeah, it's like so fucking, it's so strange that that's like our go-to now, for most people anyways, of like connecting on Instagram or something instead of actually like chatting like normal human beings would. And I don't know, man. I do envy you in so many ways, though. Like, you put that down for 3-4 months, and it's just something I truly, honestly, if it came down to it, I actually prefer not being on social media at all. I rarely ever use Snapchat. I don't even like Instagram, but it's the one I use the most. I rarely use Facebook nowadays, except for like the group here and there. But truthfully, man, I would prefer not to even use social media at all. The only reason I'm on it is because of business, and I like the popularity that it, and you know, the eyeballs that it brings to the business, and also the message. It helps get the message across, obviously. That's the biggest reason. But if I was just a regular dude and I didn't have, you know, the business going on, I probably wouldn't have any social medias, and I'd probably live in some tent somewhere.
That's what I'm telling guys. If you aren't making money, or you aren't sharing a message and inspiring people, whatever, not like, man, it's really not worth your time. I use Facebook a lot because I have a Facebook group, and I have clients that I talk to on there. You know, and here's the thing too. Let me tell you guys, I don't have Instagram on my phone. So one thing that I found out that works, I have a Windows computer. I don't know if you can do it for a Mac. You'll have to look it up. But I have the Instagram app on my computer. And what I could do is every few days I could pop on and check my messages. So now, like, after a few months, people, you know, if they message me on, I don't have to act like I'm dead. But you know what happens is every couple of days I pop on there, I have 4 or 5 messages. I respond to a few. And then, like, everybody's doing the same stuff. I'm like, okay. And I just sign out. And the thing about not having it on the phone and on the computer, I my time using it, like, it's usually less than 5 minutes every time I log on. Like, I barely use it anymore. But what, something about it being on the phone, I was just like swiping and scrolling and going through stuff. But I literally just use it just to send the messages if I have them. And honestly, at the end of the day, you could just tell the main people who message you, look, I'm going to be off this. You can just message me on my phone. And most people will just do that too. You could definitely do without it. But you know, if we're talking about dating here, I want to give you guys some dating tips, man. Like, you don't need to complicate things. You know, what I tell guys is get somewhere where there are women. Like, that's the first step. Get somewhere where there are women. You know, they could go on your YouTube channel and follow all the stuff that you do. I mean, on my YouTube channel as well too. But you give so much good advice on how to be a great man. You know, if you're listening to the podcast, you're already getting all that awesome information. You're making yourself and you're working on yourself. You're listening to this because you're a guy who is improving himself. If you're doing all that work, it's a crime to not put that out there, right? You should be putting that out there. And if you want to meet women, you should be sharing yourself with the world. So I say you find somewhere that has some volume. I tell guys to go to bars and lounges and happy hours and stuff because they're always there. And they're also a great place to work on your skills. If you have a high level of skills and you develop a great social circle, or you have other ways and stuff like that of meeting women, that's awesome, right? That's all great. But if you don't have that luxury, then you have to kind of go where the women are. So, you know, bars and lounges, happy hours, meetups, there's always a lot of single women there. So it's a great place for you to now go and start approaching, start talking to women. And look, have things that you're looking for, you know, whatever your goals are. I never push goals on guys. I ask guys, what are your goals? What do you want in your dating life, in your interactions? Write those down and pick a few of those things to start screening for in your interactions, right? If you want a girl who's into reading or traveling, you could, or into fitness, right? You can ask a girl where she works out. You can ask a girl what's the last book she read. You can ask the last place that she's traveled to. And if you go in and, you know, the approach can be very easy. It could just be literally saying hi, or I wanted to meet you. Or you can. Here's the funny thing. All this conversation we're having here, women love talking about social media and stuff like that. I will approach women and I'll be like, hey, I'm Joe. I'm being social tonight. And I said, and I'll say things like, you know, I deleted my dating app, so now I have to talk to people in person. I know it's like really foreign concept, but here I am. And girls will laugh and they actually love having that conversation. I will tell girls that I'm making socializing great again, right? I'm trying to socialize in person and use my phone less, you know, and I will use that as an approach. It brings up an interesting conversation, right? And it's actually kind of funny too. And then from there, you know, you guys ask some questions and screen out for what you're looking for. I'm telling you, you will get so much more done. You'll grow so much as a person. If there was one skill and one journey and one thing that I learned in my life that made my entire life 10 times better, it was going out and approaching women, right? And it's not just the women and hooking up with them and all that stuff. And that's cool and that's awesome. But, you know, some of that will leave you empty if you do too much of that too. But the skills that I built and the courage that I built and the ability to deal with rejection and put myself out there. And when you walk up to a stranger and you have to carry a conversation, talk about pressure on yourself. If you can develop that skill and do that, man, I think there's almost nothing that you can't do. So it's just such an important skill. And I think every man should have a phase in his life where he goes through a point where he approaches women. And it's been so important to me that my phase has been going on for 12 years now. And I don't know when it's going to slow down, man. It does so much for me that I make sure every week I still get out and meet and approach women and go to meetups and stuff and network with other men too. I'll be at a group meeting tomorrow, networking with other men and stuff like that. Getting out and being social, man, is just so important. And it's needed even more. It's needed 10 times more nowadays because of all the damage that our cell phone use is doing to us.
If you are not on the Elite Man newsletter yet, make sure you get on it right now. Go to elitemanmagazine.com/newsletter and sign yourself up today. Get all of our bonus podcast information, sneak peeks and upcoming shows, behind the scenes content, special offers, and exclusive Elite Man updates found absolutely nowhere else. You are basically getting a sneak peek into all Elite Man content, activity, and updates and news. You will be the first person notified when anything Elite Man related happens. I'm telling you, it's basically like getting a sneak peek into Elite Man headquarters. Go to elitemanmagazine.com/newsletter, sign yourself up, and become a true member of the Elite Man community. I look forward to speaking to you soon. elitemanmagazine.com/newsletter.
Joe, do you find it weird at all, or do women in particular find it weird when you go up and start talking to them nowadays? Because like you and I have said many times throughout this episode, so many people are invested in their phones now. Like if you go out to a bar, you go out to a club, you look around, most of the people are actually looking down at their phones as opposed to actually being present in the moment and looking around and actually talking to other people. What do they actually think, or what are they thinking, or what do they say to you when you approach them, say consistent, like you're walking up to women consistently throughout the night? Do they give you weird looks? Do they think you're weird? Are they happy to engage with you? How does that actually look?
It's a great question. And those reactions vary. There's no doubt about it. And when you go out in public, you will see most people looking down on their phones. But what I've found, if I go to things like bars or things like later in the night or whatever, you'll get more people that are socializing. So I like to go to a gathering that is a little bit more social. A great example would be like a meetup or some type of networking event, right? You're going to have the best and the easiest conversations at a networking event, right? Where there's just people. Like, so my friend hosts a happy hour, right? And he says, hey, look, we're having a happy hour. He gets like 100, 150 people. Come by, invite your friends, whatever. You going up and talking to people there, I mean, you get an amazing reaction. Now, as things get more cold, meaning there's more strangers around, like, and not everybody knows each other, you will get some reactions that aren't going to be super favorable. That does happen. But dude, to be honest, people don't necessarily look at me like I'm crazy or anything like that, because the way that I approach and the way I teach guys to approach isn't weird. It isn't creepy. It's pretty normal. Like, you can do a situational approach, which is pretty much just talking about something that's going on. Like, so for example, you're out at night and you see a group of three or more women. Okay. And I just filmed a video on how to approach groups of women. You could see a group of three or more women, and if you just come up to them, be like, hey, what's up? Be like, what are you guys celebrating tonight? You're going to get the worst reaction you're going to get is just an unenthusiastic response. That's it. But you're almost always going to get a pretty good reaction and an answer to your question. It's normal. It's not creepy. It's not weird. Like, the reactions are not bad at all that you'll get from these type of approaches. If you come up and you're too hard and too hardcore, like, I used to approach what we call direct approach, which is just stating your intentions and, excuse me, I thought you're gorgeous, I had to come over and say hi to you. And that was working for a little bit. And I will do that sometimes if I do really feel it and I had to run across somewhere to go and stop a girl. But I don't use that type of approach as much anymore, because that type of approach can be very jarring and a little bit too much to for the girl to handle right there in the moment. So just by coming up and saying, hey, I'm Joe, I'm being social tonight, just wanted to say hi to you guys, right? Or, hey, I wanted to meet you guys, I'm Joe. Or coming over and saying a situational thing like, hey, is this the spot where the cool kids hang out, right? And you just start chatting with them right there. Those have been getting pretty solid reactions from me. And look, if a girl is really awkward, maybe usually it's the girls that are really young, if they're really awkward, and they don't open up within a minute or so, then I can move on. But, you know, what your job is when you do approaches is to come in with a good energy, to come in positive, and to provide some conversation up front so that the girls can feel comfortable with you. Making them feel comfortable is actually your job when you approach. And if you do it in a way like I'm suggesting, which is very socially normal, it's acceptable, and it's not weird, it's not creepy, then you can definitely get very solid reactions from it.
So group approaches, when you do something like that, are you talking to the girl you're interested in the most? Or are you trying to disseminate your dialogue with everybody in the group, like each give them the fair or equal amount of time and attention?
That's a very good question. So you have a few options with that, okay? You can address the whole group, okay? That's not a problem. You address the whole group. And then guys are so worried that they'll have to, like, run the whole group, right? Back in the day, guys used to say, okay, you have to hold court and talk to the whole group. Especially if things are loud, you're not going to get the whole group's attention, right? So you can address the whole group, see what they say. And then what I do is I just focus my attention to the one who's closest to me, shake her hand, and just start to talk to her. And if she's not the girl that I want to talk to, I'll say, who are your friends right here? If it's a bachelorette party, one thing I like to do now, because we get a lot of bachelorette parties here for some reason, is I'll ask that girl that I'm talking to, I'll say, who in the group is single? And that actually works incredibly well. And just say, well, this one's taken, this one's taken, this one's single. And I'll say, okay, introduce me. And I'll get that girl to actually introduce me to the single. So that has been working super well.
Which girl are you using to introduce you?
Whatever girl's closest to me.
Ah, okay.
Right? So either whatever girl's closest to me, or sometimes I'll just talk to the one that gives me the best reaction out of the group.
Yeah.
And I'll get her on my side. You know, whoever's the greenest light, I'll get her on my side. I'll talk to her. If I like her, I like her. That's fine. I'll just chat with her some more. And if not, I'll say, so how do you know your friends? And I'll be like, who's that friend? And then she'll say her name, and either I'll introduce myself to that girl, or I'll have her introduce me to that girl. And it becomes very easy to just, like, you have to form these things to what you want, right? This all goes back to leadership, and I use dominance as a strong word, but, you know, just crafting these things to what you want. You know, guys get really intimidated by a big group, but you could just say hi to them, ask them what they're celebrating, and then just talk to one girl. You know, there's no pressure on you, and then ask her to introduce you, and you could even move and position yourself over next to the one that you want to talk to. It's all very normal. It's very acceptable, but you just have to make those power moves to put yourself into that situation. It's really not that difficult.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point as well, too, with just the I like the dominance, too. And then, you know, these days it's kind of like, it's a word that most people don't like to use, but it's a great word, and especially when it comes to men and, you know, taking charge of situations, you got to have some dominance to you. And I like to say this, I like to think of the expression of just creating your own reality of what you want to happen. Like,
yes,
whatever goes down, like, it can either go favorably for you or unfavorably for you. And it really only comes down to how you decide to make things, because you can do anything. Like, you can, I'm not saying you can get every single girl you approach or, you know, hook up with any girl, sleep with any girl you want. But the reality is, when you go out, you can dictate how your night's going to be just by deciding before you go out that you're going to have a good night, you're going to have fun, you're going to meet a lot of cool people, you're going to talk to a bunch of girls. You just create that own reality. And then when you go out with that mindset, you go out and start talking to people, no matter if it's starting off like shitty or if you're getting some cold or weird vibes, you overcome that almost like it's not really happening. And it's fucking insane, man, how by you just sort of acting or pretending like it's not really happening and just, again, creating your own reality of what's going to happen or what you want to happen, it actually slowly all starts to come together. And again, you're not going to get every single girl that you want, the fucking hottest girls in the bar. Sometimes you can't get them. But just by changing the focus of your attention and what you want to happen, you can create good shit from nothing.
It's so true, man. That's a great point. You know, you have to control how you look at the situation and how you feel about it. And I'll tell you what, guys, I'll be straight up honest with you. You're listening to a guy here who's been doing this for 12 years. I've taught this all around the world. I've taught thousands of guys by now. I've made my living from it. I've had all the expertise. I've done the stories. I've done the bucket list. But I'll tell you straight up, I've been rejected more than anybody that I know. Okay. And most girls, I'd say most girls don't work out romantically. Okay. So if we're talking messaging and swiping and approaching and following up, you know, I definitely don't get every girl. I don't get most girls that I talk to, but I'm not trying to get most girls. I'm trying to see the ones that work out with me. So you have to not look at it as a rejection, because I'll tell you what, after all these years, I've never regretted approaching a girl ever, no matter how bad it went or how good it went, whatever it may be. You know, there's, on one hand, I could count the times where it was like a pretty bad rejection. Usually it's just, there's nothing there. You guys aren't vibing. She's not providing too much. You just move on and talk to someone else. Okay, she doesn't want to have this conversation right now. Maybe she has a boyfriend or whatever. Who knows what the reason was, but there's just nothing there. So I can go and talk to somebody else. That's where you have the power, man. And look, it would be awesome if girls messaged us. It'd be awesome if girls approach us. But look, as a man, you know, one of your masculine qualities, you know, we are the hunters, man. We go for things in life. And I like having that power, right? That dominance and all this stuff. I like having that. I like being able to be the one to go out and start up a conversation. And it's not like you're, even hunting is a strong way of looking at it, right? It's not like you're being like this crazy guy to hit girls over the head like a caveman. Look, you are going up. And you're talking to women, starting a conversation. And I mean, I'll even tell them this. I'm like, yeah, I thought you looked cute. I want to come over and chat with you and see if you had a sense of humor or see if we get along. And if we don't get along, no worries, right? Like, that's the whole thing about it. I do not take rejection personally. I don't even really call it rejection anymore. I just look at it as a screening out to see if we're compatible or not. And you have to step up to the plate. You have to swing your best swing. And you have to give yourself a chance at succeeding. Like I said, if you're listening to my boy Justin here, you're watching his videos, you're improving yourself, then you owe it to yourself to put yourself out there and find other people that you're compatible with. Think about it this way, okay? This is an interesting way to think about it. How many really close or great male friends do you have in your life? You know, if I think about it, like I go on my phone, I have a short list of guys to hit up. You know, I have less than 50 guys that have made a real impact in my life, definitely less than 50. Now think about how many thousands of guys you've met in your life, right? How many thousands and thousands of people you've met in your life. Not everybody is on your same wavelength. Not everybody you're meant to get along with. Not everybody you're meant to continue to interact with. And it's the same exact way as women. Now you don't look at those men that you aren't friends with as rejections, right? You just look at it as, it's all good. And the other guy's like, oh, those are my boys. We really hit it off. It's the same way with women, man. And anybody who says they get every girl they talk to or whatever, I mean, I hope guys aren't making those claims anymore, because that's just absolutely ridiculous. I could bring them to some places where they're going to get shot down so bad that they're probably going to quit. So, you know, that's not the goal. The goal is to put your best self out there, to be a normal, cool, social guy, and to see if there's people that you click with. And look, some nights you go out, you're going to find barely anybody that you click with. And some nights you're going to go out and you're going to find a ton of girls that you click with, and you're going to have great nights, right? So there's a variance, so there's a randomness to it. But man, it's so worth it. And like I said, even the act of approaching and talking to women builds so many other skills that even the nights when you're not doing well, it still winds up making you a better person in general. So, I mean, I couldn't advocate it more.
Yeah. Joe, do you go around throughout your entire day, throughout your entire week, and just like socialize as much as possible? Every single person you come across, you're talking to, is it something like that? Or is it more like you have, you know, like you mentioned before, like a couple days, 2-3 times a week where you'll go out for a couple hours and just talk to like everybody, like girls, especially approaching girls, like you'll set aside time and days to do the approaching for women. And that's how you do it. I ask because I had, Dr. Robert Glover on the show probably a couple months back, and I actually really liked the strategy that he uses and recommends, which is basically talking to women all the time, but also talking to men, basically talking to everybody all the time. And he has like different categories where he'll put people. So if you meet somebody new and, you know, they don't really hit it off, they're just kind of talking about super superficial shit, he's like category one, like it's probably not going to go anywhere, guy or girl, by the way, probably not going to go anywhere, you know, but it's still cool to say hi to them or whatever. Then the next category is like, there's some interest there. You could probably take it to the next level and build upon that. And, you know, maybe there's like a friendship there, or maybe there's a potential for getting her number and going on a date, but there's not really much. We're just kind of like seeing how it goes. The third one is like, there's incredible interest, like a guy, you're vibing with him. You want to get his number so you can hang out with this dude. He's probably going to be like one of your new best friends or whatever. Like you want to go to the bar and grab a drink with this dude, hang out with them. And the same thing with the woman, like this woman, you're just vibing with her. You guys hit it off right away. You know, a date is definitely something in store for you guys because you just have that connection. So when you do this type of stuff, Joe, are you just constantly trying to see if you can take it to that third level of like getting the number, of building that connection there? Or is it more like kind of what he does, where you're just sort of casting a line out and seeing who bites and how hard they bite?
It's a very good I like the strategy. I like how you defined it. And there's a couple things in there I want to address. So the first thing is just talking to everybody everywhere. You know, we used to give that advice back in the day. And like, guys are really introverted. Just talk to everybody everywhere. But that can be a lot to undertake, right?
Yeah.
And I'll just tell you about my own personal life. A lot of my, you know, besides my filming my YouTube videos, I film them in batches. When I'm feeling good, I film a whole bunch. Or if the moment strikes me, I film a video. A lot of my week is spent with emails, with editing, with releasing stuff. So a lot of my work week is spent behind my computer and there's not a lot of socializing to be done. So what I do and I tell guys to do is you absolutely have to schedule in times where you're going to be social. Okay. You have to schedule social time. So for me, it's Friday night and Saturday night. Those are the nights I go out. And then during the week, I talk to my friends. If there's something to do with my friends, I make sure I do that. And usually Saturday and Sunday during the day, I try to go on hikes or I go fishing or I go to a swimming hole or whatever it may be. I do some activities with my friends as well too. So I specifically schedule times to be social. And I'm always keeping a lookout for meetups and other things like that too and activities to do in the evenings. But usually during the day, during the week, I'm not very social. Okay. And because of that, I know that I have to really push myself to be social in those other times. You know, a lot of guys are busy as well too. So if you don't schedule it, it's never going to happen. So I do think that every guy should schedule times to be social. Cause if not, you're like, oh, I'm just going to talk to everybody. But sometimes you may not interact with a ton of people. Now that being said, like one thing I try to do is even when I'm shopping and like I'm with cashiers, I try to be nicer to cashiers because I want to, I've been a cashier before for years. And I know what it's like. I like to smile and be nice and be good to people. And I believe in David Hawkins' scale of, you know, vibrational frequencies. And that's a whole nother conversation. But, you know, if you give love and you give good energy to people and you're vibrating higher, you'll lift them up. So I'm all about giving people what you want to receive and the golden rule and stuff like that. So one of my goals is to try to be nicer to everybody that I talk to. And that includes asking questions and other things like that. So that's important. Now back to his scale, like he said, of some people, you know, we're seeing if there's something there, if there may not be something there, or if this is like a home run, right? What he had three different categories there. So I, casting a little line and seeing who bites, I absolutely do that. I definitely agree with that. And I do that with approaching women. I was even taught years ago, these guys that I learned from said something called doing a low investment approach. And what the low investment approach was just like saying hi or like high-fiving a girl that walks by or just waving at a girl or whatever. Just doing a little like a ping, like a little something to throw it out there to see if you get any reciprocation back. I definitely do those too. And if I throw a little something out there and I don't get anything back, then I'm like, okay, there's not really anything here. I mean, you can't just do that all night long. You should, you know, show up and walk into the group and really give your best effort. You should do that too. But I throw in those other things as well. And look, if there's not much that I'm getting from the girl, I'm not going to sit there and try to bring out the big guns and, you know, go with the crazy humor and like really plow the conversation, you know, till her ears fall off and all that. You know, I pretty much know in a minute or two if there's anything there or not. And I tell you what, I have flipped some girls around and I have developed more chemistry down the line. But if the girl doesn't want to talk to you, you could tell pretty quickly. And that's good because that saves your time as well too. So, and you know, with men, it depends on how I meet them. You know, I'll be nice to any guy anywhere. That's totally fine. But if I'm, when it comes to becoming really good friends with men, usually I'm going to put a lot of attention and really try hard with somebody that I was introduced through somebody else.
Yeah.
Right. So if I get introduced to somebody and like, hey, I'm going to put you guys in contact, you guys will probably get along. Then I'm going to be honest. You know, I'm always honest, but I'm going to be, I didn't mean honest. I'm going to be more vulnerable, right? I'm going to be more open and vulnerable with that person and be like, hey, look, this is me. I'm like this. This is what I've struggled with. This is what I'm working on, this and that. And just be open with this guy and treat them like they're a friend I've already had for many years. And usually when I do that, I make really good male friends very quick. Now, that's not the way that I do it with women because, you know, I don't think you should show vulnerability to a woman, especially early on. But that's if somebody's vetted, then I'm going to be really, really transparent with that person. But I try to be nice to everybody, man. I really do. And then throwing something out and putting a little bait, like you were saying before, and then see what you get back. If you're not getting anything back and nothing's reciprocated, you cannot make anything happen out of thin air. There's no magic three questions you can ask the girl. There's no magic line or routine that's going to get her super attracted to you. You just have to keep swinging. And then eventually you run into people that you click with. And then when you have them that are in that third category, those wind up being the people that are very special with you. I could definitely agree with that.
Yeah. All right. So two follow-up questions. What are some of the best ways that you found, Joe, to cast that line out there and just see if people want to bite? Like, what are some of the easy ways that guys listening right now can do this throughout their week and throughout their day? And then also a follow-up to that is, actually, not really a follow-up to that, but a question kind of pertaining to going out is just, what is your night actually look like when you go into, say, you walk into a lounge or you walk into a bar? Are you walking in, talking to everybody? Are you immediately going up to women? What does that kind of look like?
Very good question. What was the first one again?
The first one is, what is it? Just a couple casting ways that to line cast out that line. Yeah, just
yeah, some so easy with, ways. With men or women or both?
Either one or both, yeah.
Okay, so with men, I'm usually not approaching strangers too much, but if I'm at a networking event or something like that, then I'll talk with them and be social and ask them what they thought of the event, ask them some kind of normal questions. But you know what I've seen people do a lot recently? I don't know, I think maybe they learned it from a Landmark forum or something like that. I noticed Landmark people do this a lot, but I think it's kind of cool, is they'll ask more of a deep question. You know, one thing our buddy Mike, I love Mike to death, he'll say, you know, what's one thing you're passionate about in your life right now? Or no, not even that. The question is, what's one thing in your life that you're really excited about right now? You could ask a question like that and kind of just cut through the bullshit and see what somebody's excited about. You know, I like those questions. Those are really good and interesting questions. And there's something that I'm working on. I want to do more of that because you'll start to get a little deeper, see what somebody's about, and you could start to build more of a connection with somebody. So I would definitely try a question like that to see what type of response you get and if you can connect with somebody. Those will work really good with men especially. And then as far as women, like I said, I schedule my times to go out and approach women. If I'm at the gym, okay, and I'm focusing on my workout and I see one cute girl all the way in the corner in the squat rack, dude, I'm not the guy who's going to run over there in the middle of his workout and has to go over there and tell her to take her headphones off and tell her she's gorgeous, I had to hit on her. I'm sorry, dude. I don't advocate doing that. And that's not what I do. You can do it, sure. If you have good results consistently, send me an email and let me know how it goes. But that's not what I'm doing. I set my times. I get dressed. I look good. I'm ready to go. And I go out and I socialize. And that leads into your next question. It's like, what is a night out look for me? So for me, I have at least one wingman that I go out with. Sometimes, like last weekend, I think there was four or so of us, because I had a few good friends in town. Man, we had a blast last weekend. So as far as people to go out with, I just need somebody who's cool, who's fun, and who's positive. If they want to talk to girls and whatever too, that's obviously a bonus and that's great. But I like having people to go out with. I don't enjoy going out alone. So we'll go out, and then this person that I'm out with is a good enough friend where we'd hang out and chat even if we weren't out at night. So we're gonna hang out. So like if me and you go out, Justin, right? I know we'd have a great time because me and you would always have a lot of fun and interesting things to talk about. So we're talking. We're getting our social juices flowing. We're getting in a good mood. And then as me and you are in a venue, what I like to do is place myself in a spot where I know there's going to be women around. Now, I don't drink alcohol, so I'm not at the bar and I'm not getting a bunch of drinks. Even if it's a networking event or whatever, wherever you want to go to meet women, wherever they're at, I'm going to place me and you are going to place ourselves in a spot where there are some women around. So we don't have to run across 500 feet to go and talk to her. Now, as me and you are talking, I may just say hi and introduce myself to a girl. I may high five a girl that walks by. I may say to a group of girls, what are you guys celebrating tonight? Right. I may say, are you guys local or are you guys visiting? Right. And I'll start to throw these type of pings and questions and these little baits out there to see what type of responses I get. And I'll say, hey, I'm Joe. This is my buddy, Justin. And then, you know, you come in and we just start chatting with the girls. And from there, we start to build this social momentum. The whole point of being out, and this is the most important part, is being out of your head. If me and you are at the bar, leaning against the bar, and me and you are not talking to each other, and we're just scoping out looking for women, we're going to get in our heads, we're going to start making excuses, and we're going to be out of the moment. I know that I need to be extroverted, and I need to be in the moment, and I need to be in conversations, or else I start to have self-doubts, I start to have approach anxiety, and all these other things. So as you can see, with the other way that I mentioned, we're starting to chat, we're introducing, and now also we're building an asset inside the venue. If me and you become the cool, fun guys who are joking and talking to a lot of women and have a lot of people around, other women and everybody else starts to see that. So now we have the best asset in the whole venue. We are the funnest time. And dude, it happens like clockwork. Other women will start to place themselves around you, and they want to be the next person and the other people to be part of your group. You're the cool group inside the venue. So that momentum all starts to build. And as that builds, I start to introduce and talk to new girls. And in the beginning, I'm not picky. I'm not like, oh, I got to talk to the Victoria's Secret model, which I have approached a Victoria's Secret model before. But I don't need to do that. I just start talking to the men, the women, especially around me, and just start warming up and get the social juices flowing and get people to start to see and observe that I'm someone who wants to have fun tonight. And then from there, I start to go forward and talk to other women, and maybe these ones walk away. I talk to other ones, or maybe, you know, we walk away and go talk to other ones, whatever it may be. And then I always wind up eventually, at some point, I always wind up in interactions with the very attractive girl that I get along with. It's totally inevitable. If you build that social momentum and keep moving forward and keep approaching and keep being social, I always wind up in interactions that go well. That's it.
Dude, that's such a good game plan. It really is like fucking dead on. Like, you can't really go wrong with what you said and what you do. When you try to go out at night, so many guys have the mindset of, like you said, just scoping out so many girls and trying to hit on one girl after another, walking up and approaching and saying creepy, weird shit. And, you know, every once in a while, guys can be successful doing that stuff. But for the majority of guys, most men out there, they're going to fucking do horribly with that philosophy. And it just doesn't work, guys. And then, you know, they try it a couple times, they realize it sucks, and they stop doing it. And then, you know, they go back on Tinder or Plenty of Fish because they're not getting any results. But
Plenty of Fish. You know what's even worse? Sorry to cut you off, but I really want to get this to you through to you guys. You know what's even worse is you go out and your ego is so strong that you're like, oh, I'm only going to talk to the hottest girl in the venue, right? Mm-hmm. I'm only going to talk to these super hot girls. So what you wind up doing is sitting around and waiting to cherry pick, right? And you're looking around, and you wind up not talking to anybody. You don't get warmed up. You get in your head. And then I have students, well, they'll come out and they'll be like, oh, okay, here's a couple of girls to talk to. They're like, oh, I'm not into them. And I go, dude, this doesn't matter if you're into them. You're being a social creature and you're getting your vibes going. You're getting your momentum going. You don't have to be picky. And the guys don't do this as much anymore because I specifically frame this before I take students out. But there were times back in the day where students would be like, oh, I'm not into her. And then a girl who was very attractive who they're into would walk by and they would just get quiet. And I'm like, did you like her? He's like, yeah. I'm like, why didn't you approach her? He's like, oh, shit, man, I was in my head. And it's like, dude, you can't sit around and wait. You have to get the social momentum going. You have to talk to everybody and get things going. And then eventually you can kind of go for you want. The nights where I go out and say I'm only going to cherry pick and I'm only going to talk to the girls that I find really, really attractive. Maybe I could do that because I've been doing this for so long. But look, I advise – I do better and all you guys are going to do better too by just going out and being social and talking to people around you and not being – not in a weird or a creepy way, just being social. Like you could literally use that as an approach. I shared this with Mike and Mike was using this as an approach. He loved it. Hey, guys, I'm being social tonight. That's it. Like just being social and creating that momentum will start to open the doors for you. You can use this at a meetup, at a marketing event, at a bar, at a happy hour, at a lounge, at a festival, anywhere, man. Just being social, and you'll wind up, if you keep doing that and keep talking to new people, you wind up in an interaction where things are going to go well.
And, you know, just building that up, man, like you said before, you create the environment for women to want to come up to you. When you guys are having fun, when you and your friends are having fun, you start talking to other people around you, they're having fun. All of a sudden, you're the coolest guys in the fucking place. And women want to get to know who these cool guys are. There's a mystery there, too, of figuring out, like, why is everyone flocked to this guy? Why is he making everyone laugh? Why is he having such a great time? I want to have all those things, too. They make their way over to you, and it's just fucking 10 times easier when that's happening. I mean, it really is probably the best way to do this kind of stuff. Joe, when it doesn't go your way, though, when, say, you're talking to a hot woman, or, you know, you approach a hot girl, she's next to you, you think, you know, she was giving you the eye, but she really wasn't, you talk to her and fucking backfires, how do you handle rejection in those times of rejection when it does happen?
It happens all the time. I'm going to address that in 1 second. But real quick, I want to say, while we just made that last point, like me and you haven't been out together, but like if me and you went out, Justin, say we went out this weekend or something, either where you live or where I live, like, don't you, like, I could just feel it. Don't you know what that strategy, like me and you would just have a blast. Like, oh, I just know. I know.
The more we talk about it, the more I want to do it ASAP.
I know. I get all excited just talking about it. Like, dude, we would just, like, that strategy, me and you chilling, having a good conversation, just talking to people. Like you're just like, yeah, like, that makes sense, you know, because I know you're a cool dude, you're positive, and that's in line with you, right? And that, which all you guys should be. Now, back to the rejection part. So if I'm hanging out with you, we're chilling, and I said to a girl, hey, what's up, I'm Joe, and then they're just like, what would they say, like, oh, we're having a conversation, right? I get that very rarely, but I still get that sometimes. Or they're just not into it and they wind up turning away. I'm just like, okay, cool. So I just go back to my friend and chat with him, or I just go right into another approach. With me, I don't analyze it. I don't try to make sense of it. I don't say, what did I do wrong? I don't take it personally. I just say, okay, that one's not going to work. I'll go knock on another door, right? Like, I move on from it actually very quickly. And I tell guys, you know, the guys who are really good at approaching women, and like the guys who become instructors and other things like that, the thing that they all have in common is they're absolutely unfazed when a girl is not into them. They're completely unfazed. They don't get butthurt. They don't take it personally. They're just like, okay, cool. You know, they don't want to chat right now. No problem. Because you never know. I mean, that girl could want to chat with somebody later in the night. You could have just caught her at a bad time. I never take it personally. The thing is, when you're starting to look at your reactions that you're getting from these girls and take it so personally, like, look, if you can get some feedback and say, okay, maybe there's something that I can improve, maybe I should have spoke up more or smiled or came in with a little more energy. Yeah, maybe that feedback is obvious, take it. But if there's not an obvious thing that you think you did wrong, then don't analyze it at all. I don't analyze it at all. You know, I heard from our boy Tom Brady, I heard an interview from him a few years back, and they said, what do you do when you go out there and you throw an interception? How do you just go out and do the next play, you know, when it's time to come back in the field? He's like, you know, the next play, no matter how good or how bad it was, is completely erased from my mind. I completely hit the reset button and go forward and do my job that I've been training and I'm programmed to do on the next play. It's the same thing with approaching women. No matter what happened before, you got to hit the reset button. And another thing too, like, even if you had a good night the night before and you have some girls that you're talking to, but you're out tonight, you will not do as well tonight if you're thinking about the girl you're texting from the night before, right? So you need to be in the moment. You need to hit that reset button over and over and over again and just give your best effort in the moment. Okay, that didn't work out well. Reset. Let's go back in. That didn't work out well. Reset. Let's go back in. That's all it is, man. And you got to understand that if a woman is not feeling you right away in the first 30 seconds or so, how much does she know about you? What is she really, quote unquote, rejecting? She's not rejecting anything about you because she doesn't know anything about you, dude. She doesn't know anything about you. So you cannot take it personally when it's something that's so impersonal.
Yeah, 100% agree, man. Joe, I want to wrap things up in a moment, man. We could definitely talk for another few hours, and we're going to have to get you back on probably in the next couple months to do this again. But I wanted to ask you too about the concept of abundance, and you sort of alluded to it a moment ago when you talked about having other options of texting girls but not being in the moment, which is obviously a no-no. But as far as the abundance topic of having different options and having different girls you are texting, having different girls that you can text and, you know, potentially go on dates with, how important is that for guys to build up to that point?
It's a very good question. And there's actually, I just came up with something new about abundance that hit me last week, which I'm going to share with you guys. I haven't even made my video on it yet, which I'm going to have to do. But there's something called future abundance as well, which I'll talk about in a minute. But abundance in general just means having options with women, okay? So you have to fill your funnel with leads, okay? You have to fill your funnel with leads, whether you're doing it through online dating or approaching them in person or whatever it may be. If you're sweating one girl and that's the only girl that you have and it's the only one you're texting, you're going to take that way too serious and you're going to have an act of desperation like, oh man, I don't have any other girls I'm talking to. I hope this one works out. I better not fuck it up, right? And when you're doing that, you're going to do all the wrong things, obviously. If you have other girls that you're talking to and you had some success last week, or you know, you have some girls that are already in the funnel, then yeah, you're gonna act accordingly. That's abundance, right? So I definitely think guys should do that. Talk to some girls, have some girls in the funnel so that they're not taking every single interaction so seriously. But I've noticed that I've still had success even at times where I don't have girls in the funnel. And the reason I have success is because I have something called future abundance. And what future abundance means is that I have faith, and not only faith, but I have a set schedule and a set game plan. I know that if I go out tonight and nothing goes well and I don't have, and I get no numbers and I have no girls I'm talking to, I know that it's okay because I'm going out Friday night, I'm going out Saturday night, and then I'll tell you what, next week, I'm going out Friday, I'm going out Saturday. The next week, I'm going out Friday, I'm going. I just know that I'm going to take the action again in the future. And I know, and I'm guaranteeing you guys this as well too, if you continue to take the action in the future, if you commit yourself to continuing to do the approaches in the future, you know that you're going to have something down the line. Success is absolutely inevitable. It's the same thing, you know, we're talking about YouTube and all this other stuff too. You know that if with business or whatever it may be, say, like I was telling my father, like, you know, if someone's applying for a job, if you say, okay, I'm going to apply for one job 7 days a week until I get the job, you're not going to worry if you get an interview and the job says, sorry, we're not looking for you. You're not going to be like, oh man, that one was so good. And that was the only one I had. You're like, no, I know that I'm going to apply for a new job every day. And I know I'm going to get something in the future too. You can rely on your future actions as in abundance as well too. And I thought that was a super, super cool concept. You guys, confidence is faith in yourself and it's trust in yourself. And you guys have to have faith and trust in yourself as far as your actions that you're going to take. If you're like, oh, I don't know when I'm going out again, and I don't know how many approaches I'm going to do, I don't know. Listen, if you want to do this, guys, set a schedule, set a game plan. Mine right now is very simple. I go off Friday and Saturday nights, and I try to do at least 10 approaches a night. That's it. I've made that commitment to myself. And because of that commitment, I don't need to sweat any individual girl because I know that I'll be going to be meeting more down the line. I know that I have that game plan in place, and I know that the game plan works. So you can have a future abundance by trusting the actions that you're going to take in the future. It's when you're frustrated and you're thinking too much and you don't have an action plan, that's when you have nothing to rely on and you'll lose your future abundance as well too. So that is super, super critical.
Yeah, man. I love that concept. And I'm looking forward to seeing that video, man, probably a couple days or a few weeks. Joe, wrapping things up, man, what is a last send-off takeaway message you'd like to leave our Elite Man audience? And then a place that our listeners can check out more about your work.
Awesome. So first off, thanks for having me, dude. I'd love chatting with you. And
anytime, it's
super cool to connect with you guys. And I know you guys liked the last episode. So, I mean, I'm really excited to get this out for you guys too. And I'd live to serve, man. I know you do as well too. So I'm happy to make an impact on you guys. You know, a message I leave maybe similar to my last one. I forget exactly what the last message I left was. But, you know, I'll share with you guys something that's really been on my mind that I learned recently from Wayne Dyer. I love Wayne Dyer. And he said ducks quack and eagles soar. And what he meant by that is there's so many things to complain about. There's so many things to analyze. There's so many things to like get distracted from and get in your head. But at the end of the day, you just have to rise above all that and just take the actions that are going to have an impact on your life. You know, if I'm filming YouTube videos, I'd be like, oh, what's the best camera to use? And oh, I want it to be HD and I want to do this. Where I could just say, look, let me just film the video and get it out to these guys and take the action, right? I could say, what's the best outfit to wear? What's the best approach to use? What's the best way to talk to women? Or you could just like a duck quacking around, or, oh, you know, oh, dating apps suck and I haven't been having success and quack, 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 all this shit. Or you could just say, fuck it. I am going out. I'm going to go approach women. I'm going to take action. I'm just going to soar, man. So I encourage you guys, whatever you want in your life, whether you want to get in shape, right? You can go and research a bunch of diets and all this other bullshit, or you could just go to the gym and do whatever diet you can right now, right? I encourage you guys to fucking soar. Excuse my language, but I encourage you guys to soar like an eagle, to just go after and take the action on the things that you want. Don't analyze. Don't make excuses. Don't worry about if it goes bad and worry about and dwell on rejections and all this stuff and worry about if the girl didn't text you back or whatever. Go out and take the action that's going to make an impact and make things better for you, man. I encourage you guys to do it. I've been doing it more in my life recently, and I've been so much more happier, and the results have been better. I've been more productive. Everything's been awesome. I just say, look, think less, do more. So I really want to leave that with you guys, and you're all capable to live the best life that you can.
Cool, bro. What is the website? What's the YouTube channel, and how do they find you?
Okay, cool. Yeah. So you can go to joeducard.com. I have an awesome free flirting guide on there. And also I'm going to be putting together an approach guide as well soon too, which will be awesome. And you could look me right up on YouTube as well at Joe Ducard. And yeah, subscribe. And I'm getting 3 videos out a week. I may up it to 4 as well too. So I love putting out content for you guys, man. I want to live rich, and I want to pass on everything that I know. So when later on in my life, I can say, man, I lived, I learned, and I gave it all away to you guys. So that's my goal. Thank you guys for being part of that. I can't do it without you.
It's awesome, brother. Thanks again for coming back on, man. Really do appreciate it. And I know our guys are going to love this one. So take care, and I will definitely talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Justin.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, there's one last thing I'd like you to do, and that's this. Subscribe to our podcast right now if you haven't already. By subscribing to the podcast, you get every single episode the minute they're released. Get all of our Elite Man podcast episodes and all of our world-class advice absolutely free. Subscribe now if you haven't already and become an Elite Man today. And yes, if you do love the podcast, leave us an amazing review. We really do appreciate it.